Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For that is what I came to do, Jesus said to Simon Peter. Proclaim the message, for that is what I came to do indeed. And boy, did he ever. Sin, death, and the devil were on notice. Their time was up. The long-promised Savior, Jesus Christ, had arrived, his mouth filling with gospel promise everywhere he trekked. And this proclamation of the good news he spoke with authority. He was authoring, that is, writing the stories of those whom he chose. And just look what happened to Simon Peter's mother-in-law. On her deathbed she was, with a deadly fever. In walked the Christ, and death had no choice but to give way to the good news of the gospel. And though Mark doesn't give us the words, we know exactly what happened to that near-dead woman. The fever left, meaning her sin was forgiven. For what is death and sickness but the consequences of sin? With her healed body, she got up and she served them. And what else is that than a foretaste of the resurrection, when death is ended and all things made new? Oh, and let's not forget about the demons, the prosecutors who use God's law to point out every sin, every misdeed, every guilty producing event that has ever occurred, all the way back to as far as anyone can remember. They knew the Holy One, and they knew that their time was up. He silenced them by taking away their weapon of God's law, and so they were irrelevant. Taken together, then, we hear in this passage that Jesus preached and sin was forgiven, death was defeated, and demons afflicting consciences were comforted. And all this he did apart from the choice or performance of the hearer. That's what Jesus came to do, just as he said. And should we be surprised? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Isaiah chides us with his talk about Christ. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princesses to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. And you're worried about the next election cycle? Don't. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows on them and they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out of their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing, Isaiah continues. Not one is missing. Did you hear that promise? Not one is missing. Not one to whom he proclaims the gospel is ever lost. That is the authority of Jesus Christ, the Holy One, who takes away sin, death, and the devil. Not one is missing to him. Not Simon Peter's dying mother-in-law. Not all those faces gathered around the door that night when he preached that sin was forgiven, death conquered, and the devil was silenced. And not you. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. Your life is eternal, and though your body dies, yet you live. And the prosecution of the devil, what of him? Tell him to take it up with the Christ who has taken your sin. That's the gospel Jesus came to proclaim. It's for you. Amen.